The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning here. June the 6th, D-Day, the 72nd anniversary of D-Day is today. 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to Bad Bob.
And greetings.
Good greetings. And, of course, Linda. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
You know, in Spanish, Linda means beautiful.
I've been told that.
Yes, it's true.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show here on Monday. And we've got...
Following the Trump extravaganza on Friday.
Oh, my God, you had to tell us all about that. Well, it's currently 76 degrees. Today our highs will be 106. And I know our lows will be 71. But as the week progresses, we go down into less than the triple digits. So we know that when we go less than the triple digits, we're good. Just for instance, Thursday will be at 87.
Okay, that's so it goes 20 degrees from today by Thursday.
Yes.
20 degrees, okay.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Those are the days that Bob would just wear a light jacket into work. Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, it is today. It's D-Day. 72 years.
Today's D-Day?
Well, June 6th. It was 72 years ago today that the Allies stormed the beaches on Normandy to start to attack and take back Europe from the Nazis in Nazi Germany. My dad landed there this day, and so did many others that fought. You know, I just saw a cartoon this morning that said June 6th, 72 years ago on June 6th, 160,000 men and women stormed the beaches of Normandy. And the question in the back was, wow, was that spring break? Yeah, so see, there's where our history, that's where our history classes have gone.
Well, 72 years ago, 18 to 24-year-old men were storming the beaches, Normandy, Iwo Jima, places like that. Now they require safe zones on their college campuses to avoid microaggressions.
Now 18-year-olds can't smoke, but they can vote.
Yeah.
They can't. There's, you know, the whole thing is smacks of such of nanny care. I think of people that were 15 years old, joined the Marine Corps when he was 14, landed at Tarawa, one of the bloodiest battles in the history of the Marine Corps, and at age 15, lasted 2 days of a three-day battle there, was wounded, ends up landing on Saipan, another huge battle there, and got out of the Marine Corps when he was 17 years old after 3 years of combat.
Yeah.
And then you think about kids today that are 17, that, or not even kids that are 17, I've got people 25, I can't do that, that's just too much responsibility. And I'm thinking, I've got 18-year-old kids out there taking out life and death missions, 18, 19 years old. And I've got 25 to 30-year-olds telling me, oh, that's just too tough, I can't do that. I just,
you know who I blame for that?
I cringe.
You know who I blame for that?
Their parents.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Parents have mollycoddled their babies. They can't drive at 16. You know, remember in our day when we took 15, my dad slapped me out on a back road and made me learn to stick shift. And screamed at me the whole time. Screamed at me the whole time, and that's how I learned to drive.
Being screamed at?
Yeah.
Having met your dad, I'm trying to picture him angry under any circumstances.
You know what? See, this is what I've seen of Tom too. You know, Tom must have really mellowed in the last 40 or 50 years, because when I see now, Tom just is kind of cool. He's really laid back.
He's like the most mellow guy I've ever met.
I know, you know, and I hear these stories, but then, you know, I thought, okay, maybe this is just Linda exaggerating, but no, her brother gets into it too. You know, he says my dad tortured me. My dad he made me come out and help him put up the antenna on the house, and hearing that story is hilarious. A two-story house, and they're trying to put an antenna up on it. With the storm going on. Yeah, let's just hang on to this metal device. And your brother's going, Your brother is funny.
Okay, you know what's in the headlines today?
Well, you know, Muhammad Ali passed away.
Oh.
Age 74.
He had the best quotes.
He did.
And not only that, he really did create, he kind of stopped time. He kind of parted the waves. He did his own thing. People were banning him at some time.
Here's what he did was he switched from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali, became a Muslim, and then became Muhammad Ali. He then, at the height of his career, said, I'm not going to go fight people over in Vietnam. That's not the way I'm not going to do that. Well, okay, you can choose not to do that, but then you pay the price, and he did. His license was pulled for a couple of years during that time frame, and before he was allowed to fight again. And then, of course, some of the three most famous fights in history against Joe Frazier, he and Frazier. He beat Frazier once, and Frazier beat him once, and he beat Frazier twice, including battles to the end where they both thought they were both going to die at the end, but they wouldn't give up. And Frazier and Ali never did make up after that. You know, they probably made up. No, they didn't. And then, of course, the Thriller in Manila, and that was Thriller, and then the Rumble in the Jungle, where he beat George Foreman for the championship again. And Muhammad Ali was he did not lead a pristine life, but he was a larger-than-life character. I mean, when he brought in a completely new way of fighting for the heavyweight division, that dancing and floating and throwing that left out, and of course the phantom punch against Sonny Liston, that everybody was just starting to sit down, or still kind of like turning on the radios because I listened to it on the radio, and the fight's over. Fight's over. He knocked out Sonny Liston in the first round, 35 seconds. Bam, the secret punch. Anyway, he was quite the person. He did a lot of good things in his life. He raised money for different organizations, and I think, you know, at the end he was, people respected him. You know, the fact is he stood up for the fact and said, I'm not going to fight him. I'm not going to go into war. I'll take the consequences, as like Bill Clinton, who I think fled to Canada, didn't he, Bob?
Did Clinton? No, I don't believe Clinton. That Clinton fled
you don't
to
think
Clinton.
He fled to Canada?
Yeah.
He wasn't pardoned by Carter? Are you sure?
I don't recall
Let's look that up, because that's something else I want to look up today. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and Cindy Cody. I'm sorry, but Cody Titus. What am I looking? I'm looking at two different people here. Cody Titus and Properties by Merit. And she's, you know what, she represents both buyers and sellers. She's looking for, whether you're looking for your first home, last home, just looking for that ranch, anything that you could possibly want. She is big. She is also very well-versed on investment properties. You can reach Cody at 209-0721 at Properties by Merit. Cody Titus. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
And let's talk about the Trump rally when we get back.
We're going to talk about the Trump. We've already getting questions about it.
All right.
We'll be right back with thoughts on the Trump rally.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Hi, this is Linda Bodd. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, Self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and a free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all-day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, on this Monday.
Beautiful Monday. June 6th, D-Day. June. 72nd anniversary of D-Day when Americans took back Europe from the Nazis. You know, I hear the word Nazis being used so much. Ah, they're Nazis. They're Nazis. You know, about other Americans. And, you know, I find it so infantile and childish to hear that. So they're Nazis, the Gestapo. You know, these people have no concept of what it is to live. The people in America have no concept of what it is to live under a dictatorship where somebody can knock on your door, open, you answer the door, they pull you outside, and you disappear. Forever. You know, I mean, oh, gosh, should we have people be arrested? They have no concept of what it's like to be pulled outside, dragged to a corner, shot, and then you're given, your family's given the bill for the cartridge that killed you. Americans have no idea what it's like to live in such a place that if you're found with a satellite dish, you could be killed for that. We have no concept of that. None. None at all. And yet they're calling each other Nazis. The thing about it is that Nazis and saying, oh, you know, so-and-so's a Nazi, so-and-so's a Nazi, you know, it's so ridiculous. And it shows you where people are at this point, that because they're so ignorant of what happened in Europe during this time frame, because we don't teach it anymore. And if somebody's being mean to you, they're a Nazi, you know, the soup Nazi. I mean, even that, the soup Nazi. They make a big, you know, Seinfeld made a series out of the soup Nazi. And we all laughed, you know, because, you know, frankly, it's so ridiculous. But not to a lot of people. They believe it. Oh, they're Nazis. Oh, they're just taking my rights away. Oh, I need a safe time. You know what? There's a new medicine on the market now. Did you see that? You can get a prescription. A lot of people that are getting offended by stories and by jokes and all that. It's a new, you should go down and see your doctor. It's called a Grosset.
I was going to say lobotomy.
Yeah, no, it's called Grosset. You can get a, Grosset, and, you know, take two a day until it works. All right, let's talk about Thursday. Because there's other things going on besides, Friday. Because things that happened there, of course.
We're talking about the Trump rally. Or Trump...
They're talking about the Trump rally.
Was it a rally?
No, he came in. Now, if you had not been there, this is what happens. 4,000 of your closest friends crowd into the place.
Three. All right. Don't get in the way of a good story.
Well,
3,000 were allowed in behind the gate.
There was 4,000 people there.
Okay.
And some of them allowed them out the gate because the fire marshal wouldn't let any more than 3,000 in.
Right.
Which is, I don't know why that is. I'm going to have to call the fire marshal because why can you only have 3,000 on a tarmac of an airport that's completely wide open. I'm not sure.
The number they came up, I think, for crowd control.
That could be. But, you know, so you're standing there, and at this point, when Trump's plane comes by, and the first of all he does is a flyover, where he comes down like 100 feet off the deck and just flies by majestically. And everybody's like, ah! Well, not everybody. There were some of us that were kind of like, you know, seen flybys before. But the thing about it is somebody said later, oh, the only thing that meant was it's going to take him another 20 minutes to turn around and come back. But then he landed, and then all these Secret Service guys. There are already Secret Service guys there. There were uniformed Secret Service guys and then other Secret Service people that were in the Vance party. And then Trump's plane lands. And as he comes off the plane, first people off the plane, like 10 other people. And they're all Secret Service agents who hop into a Suburban and drive the 55 yards from the plane to there because they're all carrying, you know, long guns and everything. Then they surround, of course, the podium. And they've got them along both sides. And you think to yourself, oh, is this just for Trump? No. Same thing for any of them. You know, their job is to, you know, protect those people. And now Trump comes down, you know, to a big cheer, and he walks across there. He comes on up. He's waving his hat. And he starts speaking. Trump in person is not as bombastic as you see him when they're just doing clips of him. The one thing he does is he starts on something. And as he's talking about it, and he has notes in front of him. People say, oh, he just does it by sticky notes. No. I saw, because we were up close. We were able to get up pretty close to him. And he'll say something, and it kind of like moves him off into another tangent. Like he's talking about the economy and jobs and what bad shape we are. I mean, this country is in bad shape. It's, you know, our growth over the last 7 years has been like it's been like 1 or 2%. 1 or 2% in this last quarter is like 0.04 or something. And then he goes off on a tangent, and then he comes back again. The heat index that day was like 156 off that runway. I can believe it. People started dropping well before he even showed up. I mean, and here comes the EMTs. They're picking people up. Brian Daly, God bless Brian Daly. He and his people were bringing out cases of water and handing them out. And here's the type of people Reddy is. When they were just handing out the first group of them, you can imagine just, you know, the people up close would have taken all the water. They didn't. They were passing the water back to people.
Wow.
And this is the kind of people there are in Reading. And I was so taken by that they weren't taking it themselves. They just kept passing it back over. And then they kept out bringing more water. And everybody was getting water. And then people behind us could turn around and go back and get it. We were in between two barrier-type things. You know what I mean? They weren't insurmountable barriers. They were just like these ones at an airport where, you know, they kind of, you know, point you in that direction. Mm-hmm. You could step over them practically. But then Trump speaking. And I heard things like, oh, he didn't make it. Oh, that woman fell and he didn't care. Well, yeah, one woman passed out while he's talking.
He stopped.
He was genuinely concerned about this woman. And then, of course, the famous, there's my African American.
Well, it's made national headlines.
Yeah. But you have to take the whole thing in context, and this is what Greg Cheadle said. He said, "That wasn't a swipe at me or African Americans. You have to take it what he was talking about. He was talking about how a African American punched out a protester at Trump's rally who was running around in a Ku Klux Klan suit." And when the guy got up to him, the African American just cold cocked him. And so what they saw was, because the guy had already had his hood ripped off, they just saw a black guy hitting a white guy, and they assumed that it was because the black guy was against Trump, and it was absolutely wrong. And this is what he was talking about. And if he used the word sleazy once, he probably used it three times describing the press and the media. Well, you know, being part of the media.
Not going to argue about that one.
You know, I try not to think I'm too sleazy. Yeah, and there's a lot of people, like Dr. Maria, who's in there, was there. A lot of people. We saw some of our local politicians dropping, or, you know, at least one of them dropped. But we're not going to get any names or anything like that, so don't ask. But this is, it's amazing. And then there's this front page that says, Trump's African-American says he isn't a supporter. That's not what Greg Cheadle said. I don't know if I'm going to vote for Trump, is what he said. I went there to find out about him. He didn't say he wasn't a supporter or whatever. He doesn't support anyone.
And according to this,
well, we're going to get, we're going to try and get Greg on tomorrow.
It says let me just read a little bit. Yeah. The African American man singled out by Donald Trump at a recent rally says he does not back the New York businessman. I am not a Trump supporter, Gregory Cheadle told NPR News. I went to go hear Donald Trump because I have an open mind. During a rally Friday in California, Trump was talking about black supporters' action at a previous event when he spotted Cheadle in the crowd. Look at my African American over here. Look at him, Trump said. Are you the greatest? You know what I'm talking about, okay? Cheadle, a Republican candidate in a California congressional race, says he was using a Veterans for Trump sign to shield his head from the sun and added he took no offense from Trump's comments. Quote, I was not offended by it because he had been speaking positively about black people prior to that statement, Cheadle told NPR News. People around me were laughing at the fact that he noticed me and everybody was happy. It was a jovial thing.
Yep, and that's not what it was. Now, what he just mentioned, and this is where this has caused some consternation in the veterans community. He had a photo of himself taken holding this. This is Don Cheadle, or great Cheadle. Had a photo taken of himself, and he was holding that sign, Veterans for Trump. Well, he's not a veteran, and Gregory Cheadle's never said he was a veteran, but he was holding the sign. The photo was taken and sent around the world. He said he was using it for shade. They were handing the Veterans for Trump signs out to a lot of people. I don't know if they were all veterans. Is it something that he should have been holding if people would think then, is that, oh, he's a veteran? Probably not. On the other hand, I don't, you know, knowing Greg, I don't believe he did that in the sense of trying to
a conscious act.
I don't think it was a conscious act. On the other hand, he could have done it, could have used something else probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I know there's some people really upset about it. And I was getting emails. The Record Searchlight was getting emails on it, too. So, should he have done it? No, he shouldn't have done it. Did he do it in a conscious effort to get votes? No, I don't think that's the case.
Was it just too freaking hot to think straight at the moment? Yeah, probably.
Well, I tell you what, looking at my face today, after 2 days, 3 days, when I came home that day, Linda took a wet washcloth and, you know, put it in the freezer and then put it on my face.
I just can't. When I think about people standing out there in the open sun on the tarmac, and it being 150. The index, the heat index is 150. It just makes me think about, you know, your blood boiling.
And then
literally.
Lisa LeBlanc, a friend of ours, who was over at, she was volunteering to help with the EMT types from I think Mercy were out there. And they took care of over 50 people that day. You know, people. And I tell you what, even before we moved out to the tarmac. This one gentleman, older gentleman, they put him in on a stretcher, and he was gone. And but the EMTs were right there, and Trump was saying, you know, thanking police, thanking the EMTs. It was at a point, though, when you're out there with, like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 minutes left in the speech, we took off, and, frankly, just to kind of avoid the rush out. There's a lot of people there. Yeah. And people were happy. It's just like, you know, it's like Cheadle said. It was a jovial. There was no bashing. There was nothing like that. There was nobody getting eggs thrown at them. Or, of course, if they'd thrown eggs, we could have cooked them on the tarmac.
They'd have been hard-boiled.
We could have had a fried egg contest out there. But it was, here's the big thing, I think. Not just Trump, but as much as I dislike him, Clinton, and Bernie Sanders, all three of them up here in Northern California, is that great? Does that indicate that they care about what's going on up here? And whatever you think about Bill Clinton, he was out there at Shasta College and talking to people that were there. They say he was a very persuasive speaker.
That would be Slick Willie.
Yeah, well,
right.
Yeah, I'm trying to be good here this morning. I'm starting good because Election Day is tomorrow. And if you have not registered, you could have voted already. But if you haven't registered already, shame on you. Shame on you. And you need to vote tomorrow. Linda and I are voting tomorrow. And if you don't, shame on you. And in fact, even more shame on you. 7:30 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're going to vote tomorrow. Bob's going to vote tomorrow. Linda's going to vote tomorrow. I'm going to vote tomorrow. Everybody in the station is going to vote tomorrow, or they don't have a job the next day. Is that fair? If you don't vote, no
job.
I'm
sure that's legal.
Really? Yeah. I'll find some way to get rid of
them.
Oh. Ooh.
Watch this.
You know,
oh,
that's now I'm on sorry. Digital record.
Ooh, that's
I'll
not, yeah.
find some way. You know, like, oh, look, your hours were taken by somebody who voted. Oh. I'm just kidding. Everybody knows that. I'm just a nice guy. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. 222-2750 is the phone number. Open Monday through Friday. They have the jewelry that you want. They have a gemologist down there, Rebecca's husband, and he can design and build beautiful, beautiful pieces of jewelry that you're looking for. And if you just want something that's different, he can do that for you. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:31 in the morning, 76 degrees, going up to 106 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
I'm Joe Montez. Another real critical issue for the North State is water. I don't want anyone to be deceived into thinking that now that we've had some rain and our rivers are running full, our lakes are higher, that we're out of the woods. It will take several years of that type of weather to correct what we've been through. I am in favor of preserving as much of our North State waters as possible. Doug LaMalfa co-sponsored H.R. 5781, which is designed to transfer more of our waters down south, and I am opposed to that. Again, we need to preserve our waters. We need to focus on building storage so that we can assure ourselves that we have enough water for farming and for living in the North State in the future.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because we need to preserve our North State waters.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It is 26 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, June the 6th, D-Day, 72nd anniversary of D-Day, where the storming of the beaches in Normandy, you could be a half mile apart from another unit charging in who was taking 70% casualties, and some of them just walked across the beach in some of the areas with not as heavy casualties. Others were losing people. If you remember the the movie Saving Private Ryan,
yeah,
they were opening up the landing craft. As they opened up, the machine guns were just waiting for them and chewed them up, and it was a terrible assault as far as casualties on some of the beaches there, Omaha, and but they made the foothold and then pushed their way through, and it was the beginning of the end. Well, for Nazi Germany, the beginning of the end is when they went to the Third Reich and they actually put this man in charge. But his portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. In fact, Ted Leidy and I walked on the beaches of Normandy a couple years ago. And unless you've been there, and I'm sure many people have, but if you haven't, it ought to be something that you go and see. There's to look at where they assaulted these beaches, and these beaches are wide and long, and all the work it took to get to that point. And then they have the graveyard there, over 9,000 Americans buried in this one graveyard.
It's just
unbelievable.
Very chilling. And I know that when we went, you wanted to stand at a, there was a place that you could stand and look over at the ocean where the graves were to your left, the grave sites were to the left with all the white crosses, and then look out over from the hillside to the ocean. And to think that how many ships were filled,
thousands of ships
were out there. It just it's a very chilling moment. Everyone, when they go to Paris, it's only, I think, 90 minutes a drive to get to Normandy. So it's so worth getting over to Normandy.
Yeah. Anyway, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearms Instruction. I'll give him a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. The most complete CCW training you're ever going to get. This is what he does for a living. He doesn't do it part-time. This is his thing. And he does a great job with it. All his instructors are NRA trained, and he takes a personal interest in every student. Okay. Talk about crime. Violent crime in the U.S. this year has had a huge jump in many of the large cities. The FBI guy says, the FBI guy is pretty low-key, so he got really excited and actually said, holy cow. He said, this is a real problem. Holy cow. We don't know how to get our arms around it. Well, you know, why are they having these? Okay, look at May Day. Look at the Memorial Day weekend in Chicago. 50 shot, 6 killed in Chicago. Look at Baltimore. Look at all of these major cities. But once, except things like Oakland, Miami, they're not having that same problem. So you've got to try and figure out what's causing this. I can come up with some reasons. How about a police force that's being harassed by the government, their government and the feds, and being persecuted? Not prosecuted, but persecuted for doing their jobs. What are they going to do? They pull back. I'm not going to do anything that could get me in trouble. I'm not going to take that chance that might get me in trouble. We're not going to push the people off the sidewalks like we used to. Like they used to push the gangs off the sidewalks. We're not going to do that. Baltimore, having all the shootings, where they're having all the shootings there, the cops have pulled back out of neighborhoods because it's, you know, if they go there and they were doing what they were doing to, what they were trying to do is keep all the crime down. What ended up happening now is They're being brought up on charges of murder, assault, too much force,
obsessive force,
all of these things, being brought up for that. What about a general breakdown of leadership in some of these areas? Period. Just a breakdown in the infrastructure, a breakdown in the leadership that's supposed to keep them going. And then we can't forget that the economy is at the worst. I mean, it's still bad. And so there's no jobs. So you put in young people, no jobs, no leadership, no infrastructure. And then I'm not even going to get into the family side of it, where the families have disintegrated in a lot of these areas. And what do you have? You have the only thing that means anything to some of these young men and women is that block. That one part of the part of Chicago, Baltimore, some of these other cities that they can control or try to control. The way they try to get money is through drugs, because that's the only job they can get, because that's all they've been trained for. And it gets into a killing. I mean, so how do you get your arms around it? Well, if I was the governor of Illinois, I'd call out the National Guard. And I would, for a month, clean up the streets of Chicago, working with the police, give them all the extra people they need, put people out, put guard, you know, just literally sweep those streets clean. I'd put a curfew down for a couple months during the heat of the season, and push people off the streets at 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock, whatever you want to do, and then control the streets with armed people driving up and down the streets to keep them on, so that people could come out and not worry. You know, the old literally cop on a beat, except it would be like National Guard with them too. So you'd have enough people there. Okay, now people calling in have comments on Mr. Cheeto. Bruce.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just had a quick comment. I went to the rally and I couldn't hear everything, but I know some people were kind of offended or that Mr. Trump pointed out Mr. Cheeto like he was using him, but I don't think a lot of people, and I didn't even realize everything that happened because you couldn't hear, but Mr. Cheeto said, I'm over here, when he finished that story about the black gentleman cold cocking the guy in the Ku Klux Klan outfit, and he said, I'm over here, and he got Trump's attention. There's a video of it online that you can see that's not well known, and so Mr. Cheeto was trying to get Mr. Trump's attention. He was responding to that. And
well,
so,
yeah, and that's the thing is Cheeto's been really, I think he's been upfront about it. He says, look, I'm not offended by him. People are not.
Oh, I know, but they ought to play the fact that he, you know, it just was Mr. Trump responding to him calling him out. And the media wants to make it like it's some kind of a race using the race or something. And it's just ridiculous. And,
yep.
It's just so frustrating to see this.
He might have used a better term like, hey, this is my African-American friend. If you thrown the word friend in there, then it'd have been nothing. But,
yeah.
The point is that it wasn't like, if you were there and the people that were there know what was said, and they know that the guy that it was aimed at was, you know, hey, as far as he's concerned, it was great. He did not feel any way at all that he was being... it wasn't racial slurs or being taken advantage of or anything, you know.
Right.
The veteran thing might be a little bit different.
Well, yeah, that's kind of questionable. But still, anyway, it was a great event. And,
yeah. It was a great event.
Wedding.
Did you see anybody that was unhappy there? I mean, and people knew how bad it was going
to
be.
I saw and talked to. Everybody wanted to be there. I mean, I didn't see anybody that didn't have a good time. I mean, yeah, it was hot, but it was worth it.
Mutually assured suffering.
Well, I tell you what, that was, boy, I tell you what.
How many people do you think were behind the gate?
Well, I think, I mean, like you said earlier, I mean, there were 3,000 to 4,000 and 500 or more outside the gate that couldn't get in.
Yeah.
I had the same question. I guess they couldn't handle it, but it seemed like they said for the air show they were able to handle 40,000 people.
I know.
Out there.
I can't figure
so why
out.
Why did we limit this to 3,000 people?
I'm not sure why that was. I mean, you know, we're going to get the fire marshal and ask,
right.
I'm
and
gonna
I
ask him a question.
I also heard that the fire chief said, you know, they had like 50 people that fainted or had trouble because of the heat, but they could have handled double that.
Yeah,
so,
he was ready. He was ready for it. And, you know, when I was leaving, I saw a couple of ambulances coming down the road. But they had those people right on the spot, and like I said, we had a friend that was out there from Mercy that said they handled 35 of those cases that she saw, that they were taking, putting wet, you know, cold blankets on them, start cooling them off.
No, they did a great job.
Oh, they did. They absolutely
did. They applauded law enforcement and the fire people, and everybody should be applauded.
How'd you like that flyby?
I thought that was it makes your heart flutter.
You know, I kind of wish you landed because it was pretty hot by then. But okay,
oh, I know.
But it looked good. It looked
back,
good.
But yeah, it was great.
It was okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce.
You bet. Bye bye.
You know, I.
Well,
it was, and you know, the funny thing was, some of our local people, commentators, the press was pretty far back, but they have all the they have all those big magnification things on. And but That led to something else, too.
Yeah, do we want to talk about that, Mike?
I am going to talk about that, but we're going to take a break first.
Okay, first, before we take the break, I wanted to say that I was able to get Carl to join me on, was it Saturday? And we went to see The Jungle Book.
Oh.
Wow.
And it was so wonderful.
I tell you what.
And there's another movie that's coming out that's all about dogs, and I laughed out loud, like, I just belly laughed out loud just watching the previews.
Yes, you were scaring children. But it was, you know, it was funny. I mean, the previews, if the rest of the movie is like
that. The Jungle Book, everyone must see that.
And if you get a chance to see it in 3D, that might be something.
We didn't
have a chance to see it in 3D, but it was an outstanding movie. I mean, it was, it talked about family.
Mm-hmm.
And the strength of the wolf is the pack. And the strength of the pack is the wolf.
Yeah.
By Rudyard Kipling. We used that in the Marine Corps.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And when I was, when I'm speaking to the firefighters, and it's true, you're fighting as a team, and the strength of the team is the individual, and the individual is the strength of the team. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. That's right, Home Helpers. You know, a lot of times as people get older, they need to have a little help around the house. You know, there's some things, you know, maybe it's not cleaned as well. Maybe there's something going on. They don't want to leave their homes. So this is what Sharon Clark does. She comes to the house with the family. She looks at what she can do. She has bonded people that work for her. All of them have been vetted through every type of background investigation. She knows every one of them. They've all been trained. And that person is going to come and help that your loved one during that time frame. And if it's sometimes just cleaning up, sometimes it may be to help in food and shopping, or somebody coming by and seeing every day if you're at it, you know, if you're not in mm-hmm. state. This is the place to go to. And we know Sharon Clark personally, and we know how much she cares. She started this business herself because of what happened in her family. And she started it around on her kitchen table and has made a huge success in it. She's, you know, looking for people to come work for her because she has expanded so fast. And not so fast, but so much because of the good work that she's
really
done.
Cares.
She really cares. Give them a call at 226-8350. And this doesn't mean it has to be elderly people. This could be people that have had, it may be temporary, like say, say somebody's fallen or somebody's got a broken leg.
Or they've had an operation.
They've had an operation. And
their loved one has to go to work and they're sitting there trying to heal, but they can't get up or they can't
get around.
Certain things they can't get around. So if somebody needs to, you know, help you go through the bills, help you make a lunch, help you get up maybe 2 or 3 hours a day, and that's just it for a period of 2 weeks. You know, it's a fantastic short-term care
or long-term care that they can help. And if you keep somebody in their home where they're comfortable in that, and they're, I mean, comfortable, I don't mean just physically comfortable, but mentally comfortable, and they don't have to go to a home. Okay? Home Helpers, 226-8350. We'll be right back.
Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
there are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prater Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR. It's Monday morning. Are you getting with it now? Get your feet on the ground and... Yeah. Yeah.
It is
Come
10
on.
Minutes until the hour
Let
of
the
8 o'clock.
Yesterday, slide off. Come on into a new day.
76 degrees already, going up to 106 today. Now, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where they give customers, seniors and veterans, a discount, 365-3793. And this is brought to you, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, where I'm going to today right after work. Running in there and getting a workout in, getting ready for the Spartan run. Bob goes down there, he works out. And Bob works out better than I do. And then we're after that, I may just dip into the pool there, if they let me. They may not let me if I've been all sweaty.
A stationary bike and an Amazon Kindle, my feet are very happy with that.
Oh,
already.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, it's got everything there, a saltwater pool facility, any type of apparatus, workout apparatus you can imagine, plus free weights, great locker room, sauna, it has it all, and Boheme Spa right there. All of this at the Wellgate Sports Club, at the club. Give them a call, 768-1205. They're on the corner of Eureka and Court Street.
All right, well, we have a caller, but we wanted to also go into some of the press credential clearances at the Trump event. But before we do that, and we get in on that subject, let's take our caller. Charles, welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Charles.
I think the 3,000, the limit, you know, the decision to limit the audience size to that number is probably has more to do with decisions made by the Secret Service than by the local fire marshal.
Oh, could be.
Especially in light of what happened in San Jose just a few days prior. It seems the Secret Service was wanting to be, you know, to err on the side of caution.
Well, you know what, that may be, but I'm thinking that I think they take a look at the crowds and where you're at, too, that when you come up to Northern California, I'm thinking is that they, you know, they believe that they're not going to have the problems they would have down in San Jose. I just believe that. You know, I didn't think that they thought that there was going to be a lot of protesters there. First of all, it's a completely different type of crowd in Northern California than Southern California.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but part of it could be Secret Service, because that leads us to the next thing, is that some people were from our Shasta County Access Channel were not able to come in with their press credentials. Now, why was that? The reasoning was is that they were not on the list of approved press groups. And I'm trying to think about why that would be. I mean, when I talk to the Valley people who are actually running this event, they said that that they had tried to get him on and that they just weren't on the Secret Service list. It wasn't the Trump list. It was the Secret Service list. You know, and people were blaming it on Trump. And I talked to the Secret Service rep. He said, nope, he's not on our list. Well, how do you get on the list? You have to go through this, you know, this myriad of things to do, I guess. But there were other people on the list, and I thought maybe, and I have no idea why the Access Channel wasn't allowed to be in there, because I saw people like Patrick and Billy were there and had press passes, and a couple other people we know that were there, and that, I mean, Patrick and Billy aren't exactly press. You know, they don't do a lot of news, except I guess they do read news, and, you know.
Yes, they do.
Kind of, they do.
In the morning.
In the morning, so I guess they could say that, but they got in. So I have no idea why the Shasta County Access Channel was not allowed in there, except that maybe it's because they don't have the word news.
Do they
anywhere.
Do live news at all? Do they cover news in any of their programs?
I don't know.
I'm sure that some
Thank you, Charles, for your call.
Yeah, Charles, thanks a lot, buddy. Well, because they've covered the other people being in here. I think it's a great idea. And they want to cover people, and they want to have debates, and they want to have everything. And that's a great idea. You know, we support that. But, you know, it was one of those things that I got a call, and Abraham Prom's getting in. So I called Bruce Ross, and Bruce said, okay, I think we can make this work. Well, it went far beyond Dally. And by the way, Dally is the one that was kind of put in charge of having him come in here. Here's how Trump works. Trump does not have 700 people with him like Clinton does. Clinton puts out all of her people out in front, and, you know, Trump, when he's coming to an area, reaches out to the local Republicans and say, I want to come up there. Can you support me? And they did. They put their people out there working. They took a day of leave or a vacation because they can't work on political events if they're working for Dally in regular time. So they put this whole thing together quickly, and it was done so well. Everybody was in, out, you know, water was provided, all these things. I mean, this was kind of at the last minute thing, too, and literally at the last minute. So I don't know why the Shasta County Access Channel was not allowed in there.
Well, I guess
it would be some piece of paper didn't make it all the
something
way
like that. And again, it wasn't Trump, and everybody's blaming Trump for it. It was the Secret Service that, I was told by the people. I mean, right there, this is Secret Service that was, if they weren't on the list the Secret Service had, then nobody was coming in. Now, who gave the Secret Service that list? That could have been, you know, I don't know what people did
could
that.
Could have been our representatives that said, he's the people
no,
that we
because,
deal with.
Because,
been on their show,
because,
we know.
Because Dally was, his people were trying to get the Shasta County Access Channel on, and they couldn't do it. Mm. So I don't know. You know, if there's some kind of hierarchy or ruling or something like that, that it's got to be an official, you know, like FCC type, you know, I'm not saying they're not, but
I'm of the opinion that 75% of things that are ascribed to malicious intent are just stuff happens.
You know what? I look at Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is usually right, that they didn't get it in because there was a piece of paper and your name didn't get on the list. And once your name's not on the list at the last minute, they're not going to let you in there. You know, if I think back on it, I probably could have gone in and gotten press credentials and then had them follow me in. Okay, go stand over there and take a photo or do your thing.
You know? Having been in that part of the equation, you just routed around like a cow at a chute down at the slaughterhouse.
I used to make up my own press passes. And, you know, my photo on it and everything. And I could go and take photos at rodeos and stuff.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I don't care. You with the
when?
Press. Right here. I'm with the press.
When did you do that?
Lots of years ago.
Oh, see, now this is the part of you I don't know.
Yeah, well.
But the first time I ever really got my press credit, well, that's not true. Nashville, I started doing a lot. But, you know, it's, I don't know, I guess when you've been in show business, you're backstage a lot. So it's kind of, it's a whole different thing. So
last time I was backstage, I ended up in Renton. I've got to stay away from backstage. The last time I went backstage, many years ago, or at least, you know, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, I was just kind of minding my own business. Just walked up there, but, you know, kind of thought it was pretty cool. I was out of Iraq and getting ready to go back the next day. And I walked up backstage, and next thing I know, here I'm in Reading.
You know, some years ago, Lee Salter, and I'm pretty sure it was Lee Salter, got a bunch of flack for referring to Reading as the wide spot hellhole in the freeway where people stop to get gas on the way to Oregon.
or on the way to Southern California. You caught a lot of flack for that, but I think yesterday, or I think Friday, kind of reinforced that image.
You know what? I'm not sure if you know all the, you know, all the. You know, oh, by the way, too. Okay, my last seconds here. They had one of those national newsmen that was there with his hair all back and silver haired. You know, we were discussing how cute he was. I mean, you know what? I think I'd probably go out with him tonight. We'll be right back after these messages.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Flood and tropical storm warnings have been issued for Florida and parts of Georgia because of Tropical Storm Colin brewing up offshore. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn spoke to WFLA-TV about the preparation.
We've done this a lot, so we know what to do. We take a lot of time preparing. We practice throughout the year. We're ready in the event this occurs. So things as simple as staging the barricades in areas that we know historically flood. They are pre-staged. They are out there. They're ready to go right now.
Colin is threatening much of Florida's Gulf Coast today, as well as the North Florida Atlantic coast and the Georgia coast. And Alabama, flood warning is out as well for the Shoal River near Crestview. Several Paris train stations and roads remain closed, and emergency crews are pumping water out of a key highway interchange after the worst floods there in more than three decades caused the Seine River to rush over its banks. Paris resident Hugo Thewitt saw the water going into restaurants and homes near the Seine.
I think it's been quite a chaotic weekend for Parisian people, but well, hopefully the sun is going to come back, and with the Euro football competition, I think Paris is going to be Paris again.
Prime Minister Manuel Valls says France will set up an emergency fund to help people who've lost everything. At least 18 people have lost their lives across Germany, France, Romania, and Belgium because of flooding. Preparing to lay to rest the greatest boxer of all time, Muhammad Ali, will be buried later this week. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says right there in his hometown, it's difficult to say goodbye to Muhammad Ali.
The champ struggled in this past couple of years. He was in pain. And for us to think that we could hold on to him forever would really be an act of selfishness.
Ali passed away last week at the age of 74 after a decades-long battle with Parkinson's disease. Stocks solidly higher today as energy companies rise along with the price of oil. The Dow right now up by about 100 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
Federal and private researchers are using a new tool to gather information about marine mammals and fish in the Bering Sea off the western coast of Alaska.
Researchers from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are using unmanned autonomous sailing vessels to gather information on endangered North Pacific right whales, fur seals, and ocean waters. The unmanned vessels were developed by Sail Drone Inc., a California company. They appeal to researchers because they're far cheaper than research ships, and they can operate in dangerous conditions of the North Pacific.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A two-mile stretch of Orange County shoreline in Southern California remains closed after several large sharks were spotted. A sheriff's helicopter crew saw the sharks off Sunset Beach in the city of Huntington Beach yesterday afternoon, and that sighting came a week after a swimmer was attacked by a shark about 15 miles to the south at Corona del Mar State Beach. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The average price of gasoline has jumped by 6 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.37 a gallon for regular grade. Fuel price analyst Truby Lundberg says you want to find the cheapest gas in the country, you'd better head to Oklahoma.
In the lower 48 sample of cities, the low is Tulsa, $2.04 for regular, and the high is San Francisco, $2.87.
That is analyst Toby Lundberg. The U.S. average diesel price, $2.39 a gallon right now. That is up about 6 cents from 2 weeks ago. For the second time in less than a year, oil field services company Hercules Offshore has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. This time the company plans to sell off all of its assets to pay investors. Facebook has not commented on reports its founder Mark Zuckerberg had his Twitter account hijacked briefly. Screenshots preserved by the technology website Engadget appear to show somebody using the little used account to say that Zuckerberg was in the LinkedIn database. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It's Monday, June the 6th, D-Day, the 72nd anniversary of D-Day. And D-Day was when about 160,000 young men had stormed the beaches at Normandy. And no, that was not a spring break type thing. I said 72nd.
Okay, good.
And Linda's helping me with my numbers. Mm-hmm. And so 72 years ago today, the battle to take Europe back from Nazi Germany had been going on, but this was the first attack into the mainland of Europe and was, of course, a success and led to the eventual downfall of Nazi Germany and the freedom of so many people after this. Okay, good morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Linda, it looks like the temperature is not getting any better.
No, currently 76 degrees. We're warming up here quickly. It's going to be 106 today with our lows of 71. Absolutely. And then as we go tomorrow, it'll be 97. And then we go down with our triple digits into the 91s and Thursday down, cooling down to 87 degrees. So we're going with a, you know, kind of a decreasing in our temperature, which is, thank you.
While you're talking, temperature went up to 80.
Thank you very much. It just went, yeah. You just closed my eyes and went up to 80. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read it, they are our customers are warm friends, or it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer right now. 365-3793. Really excited about what?
I just had this one thing, as one of our listeners said. I was talking about the national news guy, how cute he was. And our listener said, forget that national news guy. The Secret Service was enough eye candy and was half thinking maybe I should stay and pass out. No. What you should have done is you should have just stepped over the railing, you know, from where the crowd was onto that spot, into that no man's land. And you would have had so many of those Secret Service people around you. Yeah, they would have been around you, and they would have been putting their hands on you, too. So, okay, so just remember that next time. Oh, yeah.
Well, good morning, everybody. And this is our favorite time of the month where we get to introduce to you once again James Masada and Rhonda Ball, who are our creators and CEOs and founders and all the good stuff, editors for Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Empire. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
We're really good. Before we get into the magazine, a couple things. Congratulations, Rhonda.
Thank you.
There's so many things. You just were in the Nora Ephron special guest.
Yes, I was on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was so much fun.
That was at the riverfront.
And theater's always been your baby, but with
behind the scenes was my thing. I probably would not ever do it again.
All right.
Okay, before we I'm sorry, you know, this was my fault. It's Monday and I forgot Susan Eastman. Good morning, hon.
Good morning, everyone. I was waiting and I thought, well, I'll just listen in to this great interview.
Well, you know what? We're trying to start our week off right, and I'm just kind of like, blah, 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 blah. My brain is still fried from Friday.
I know. Mine too. I did get a sunburn there.
Oh, I tell you.
Anyway, well, good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 116 points at 17,923. The S&P 500 is advancing 9 points at 2,108. And the NASDAQ Composite up 23 points at 4,965. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 15 cents, trading at 14.57. Ford positive 11 cents at 13.15 per share. Pfizer up 21 cents at 34.90. For local stocks of interest,
FedEx down $1.15, trading at $162.69. PepsiCo up 41 cents at $102.94. AT&T up 19 cents, trading at $39.41. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.72%. And over to commodities, gold is down $1 an ounce at $12.44. Silver off 4 cents at $16.40 per ounce. And crude oil up $1.18, trading at $49 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Wells Fargo Advisor out on Park Marina Drive. Now, Sally, good morning. Sally, you're on.
Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
Turn your radio down, hon.
I did.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Wow, what a fortuitous day, June 6th. Not only is it D-Day, but it's also the day before the elections.
Oh, yeah.
So, wow, tomorrow we'll know a lot more than we do today, won't we?
Well, I guess we will. We'll find out a lot of things on how it goes. See how much. See where Bernie is.
Tonight we have Gary Cadd coming to. Basically, he's kicking off his campaign because he begins running tomorrow, and we're going to have him talk about the sales tax proposal that will probably be on the ballot in November and other issues having to do with the city of Reading.
Okay. Gary Cadd tonight, 6 p.m.
Gary Cadd tonight at 6 o'clock at the Vineyard City Church, 3276 Bocelli Lane.
Are you hoping to get them all on?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
I think it's going to be an interesting city council run.
Yes, and we'd love to have a debate, you know, between the candidates running. So we're working on that.
We'll work that in somehow. Okay. Sally, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for letting me announce
it. Oh, no. Hey, how'd you like Friday? You were out there, too.
Awesome.
Hot.
Bye.
Thanks
Bye.
For your call. Well, back to the beginning of this interview this morning, of course, we'd love to bring in, James Manzada, and, of course, Rhonda Ball, editor-in-chief. And so we were starting to – Rhonda, congratulations. You were starring in as a guest star – for one night only, and Nora Ephron's, what's the name of it?
Love, Loss, and What I Wore.
And What I Wore. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And also, of course, you know, we love the Enjoy a Moment when we're here on the show and we have you once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then once every Thursday, or once a Thursday month. But this is where we can really get into our meeting, seeing you guys, hearing about what's happening in the store, going through stories, but also congratulations, you're newly engaged.
I am. That was pretty exciting. Daryl Alvey proposed to me on May 17th with the proposal on the marquee of the Cascade Theater.
I saw that.
Which is where, that cool? Yeah, and that's where we met.
Oh, you met there.
That's where we met.
It was so romantical and everything, and then Rhonda decided that day to go to lunch, and she walked to the...
I went to Market Street Steakhouse for
lunch
that day.
And they were putting it up on the marquee when she walked by for lunch.
And I saw my name. I mean, I saw R-O-N-D. It wasn't done. There were just a few things up there. And I walked by, and I know Todd, and I said, oh, you need to put an A on there. Just kidding, you know. And then I walked away, and I was walking back to work, and it just kind of, like a light bulb went off, and I said, oh, my gosh, it said I love you on there. And I saw the word Mary, and I went back to the office, and I said, to Yvonne and Michelle, I said, oh, my gosh, I wish I could just unsee what I just saw. I think Daryl's going to propose to me today because May 17th was also the day of our first date.
Oh.
So there was a lot of really, it just all kind of came together.
And Daryl's like, a romantic
What
girl.
A romantic
really?
Guy.
Yeah.
It was really sweet.
How thoughtful
sweet.
Was that?
And he got down on one knee and proposed. And then lots of people were in the...
beautiful
in
ring.
The Cascade Theater. Lots of, I had no idea he had food in there, and
Oh. It
was just
it was an event.
So really
it was an engagement.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, it makes
was
me
really
want to cry.
Sweet. It was really sweet.
Fantastic. And then on top of that, shall we just say before we take our break, congratulations on the fact that you are going back to get your college degree.
I am. I start tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where are you going to?
I'm going to Shasta College. I'm doing the ACE program.
Okay.
The Accelerated Learning Program. And I have never been to college. I went to beauty college after high school. So this is my first stab at going to
she's
real
gonna,
college.
She's going to rush for Delta Pi.
Well, you built it by. You were contemplating whether you were going to do this.
I've been thinking about this for. Well, I thought about this before I got pregnant with my last child. In 1992. There were 6 years between my third and fourth children. So I was really going to go back to school, and then I had him, and then, you know, things happen, and then I finally just said, you know what, I'm going to do it. They have this great program, and I'm just going to do it.
And you're a new grandma, too,
yes.
And so you're a grandmother, I should say. So you were contemplating, gee, I need to spend time. So the family has to come together because we know for to
right.
get you through the acceleration
right.
program, there has to be a lot of, you know, with work, spouse,
yep.
family,
yep. Yeah.
takes a team.
And everybody's been super supportive and has offered, you know, to help whatever way they can. So I'm excited.
Well, Rhonda Ball, you deserve all good things because you're a good soul.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to take a break on that note, right, Carl? And we'll come back.
We are. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 106 today. It's going to be hotter than that this summer. You want to make sure your air conditioning's working. Well, who's the ones to do it? Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State for 2015. Probably could be voted best in the North State all the time because that's how good they are. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if it's an emergency. It's a better-known business. Give them a call, 221-2642. We use them at our home, and we're very, very happy. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with Rhonda Ball and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. We'll be right back after these messages.
When boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. We are family.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, like graduation here before we...
8:20 in the morning here at KCNR, 1460. Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds getting a phone call today. Jerry. Jerry's coming over. Or one of his highly trained professionals. Jerry, I've been...
My hall is 180 degrees.
The dog. I've had to rescue the dog twice trying to get down the hallway. You know, you have to carry water to get down our hallway. So I want to get that fixed. I want to get the French door fixed.
Yeah.
And I want to get, even though it's been, they've already been treated once, I want to get them treated again, the major window in the
dining room.
In the dining room. It is so
bleaching
warm
out
in
a fabulous
it's,
dining
it's
room.
It's bleaching
set.
Me oh. out as yeah. I'm going past. So Budget Blinds, they are there. They've got a huge selection, the highest quality and most fashionable window coverings. Plus, they'll come in there and see what works for you in your house. Budget Blinds. Give them a call, 226-9027, or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. And some of these solar curtains they have out front, you get a rebate from the REU on those. So
I don't know what a solar curtain is. It's on the outside?
Yeah, I believe so. We're going to find out.
I
don't care. Do you want us to spray our house with some kind of reflective paint?
Yeah, really.
Or something like that? So, you know, that if you're across the street, everybody that walks out of the house, that reflection hits them, and, it, you know, immediately they disappear.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, it's KCNR 1460, and with us this morning is our Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta of Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. And, of course, we've got Father's Day coming up, but we just had... Over the weekend, several people that we love and know that I can't even believe how many people we knew who graduated.
Yeah, me too.
Let's start off with Maddie Shute.
Maddie Shute graduated on Friday night from Shasta High School. And
who is Carrie Regan Shute's daughter.
Yes.
And I remember I was at Carrie's wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
So Maddie was just a funny
She's just such a delightful little
lovely
girl.
Woman.
Not a little girl anymore, but
amazing.
Young lady.
Carrie is our editor of the magazine.
Yeah,
so.
She's our copy editor.
And Maddie sang with you when you were a concert.
Yeah,
when we
yeah.
did the martinis with Santa, I think she was maybe 12.
I was
11.
There, yeah. I remember.
Fabulous. She's
just
a great human
kid.
Being.
Neat
and
kid.
Then, of course, Natalie Verhoeg.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Natalie.
Natalie Verhoeg.
I was with her last night and her family.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, we had a senior party out at TBS Ranch that my wife and some of the other mothers put on for the families, and they were there.
And she's on her way to Baylor.
Yep.
Where her big brother is.
And
yep.
then Holmhoffers.
Yep.
The Holmhoffers,
yeah.
Twins.
The twins,
they,
yep.
Karen's nieces graduated. And your son, James.
My son, yeah. I had three graduating, two. My twins grew from eighth grade into high school, and then my senior as well from going into college. He was offered a scholarship to play basketball at Simpson.
Oh, my gosh. How does that feel?
It's great. Yeah,
I mean,
great.
Is he's like all about basketball? I didn't know that.
Yeah, him and his friends, you know, from school. A lot of his friends actually are going. It's going to be a, you know, neat crew. There's about six. I'm sure there's more, but like of his friends that are all going, and they're going into the biology department, and they want to be doctors and
the brainiac,
yeah,
basketball players
and dentists and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so.
Gosh.
And Gianno is another really delightful person. He's just a neat kid, and he's 6'4".
He's almost 6'6".
Oh my gosh!
Almost 6'6". Now you were saying that that they went out. A group of his friends had gone out to the Trump rally, and I love the fact that you. Voting is very serious in your family, and it's just hard for us because some people, like some 18-year-olds, just don't. They're just they're like 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I like to see the
20 is the new 10.
Yeah, I like to see the 18-year-olds that you know because you can do anything at an 18-year-old legally now.
Mm-hmm.
You're expected to vote. You can drive.
Can't
the only
smoke.
Thing you can't. The only thing can't you can't
smoke,
do.
Can't buy a gun.
The only thing you can't do, of course, is drink. But you can enlist in the service.
Yep.
You do not need parental advice or guidance.
Frightening.
Or at 18 years old.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he was out at the Trump rally. And
he was with a bunch of his friends. They go to Reading Christian, and at the school out there, they have the opportunity. The school's you know, talks about, they have classes, AOJ classes and things like that, where they talk about history and law and, you know, government. And so, you know, they're out there always educating the kids about, you know, their rights and, you know, being responsible young
adults.
And
I bet you it's been worth every ounce that you put your energy in making sure that they got an education with that kind of background, mm-hmm. That encouraged the children to think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, like you said, the Verhoogs and stuff. I mean, if you see some of these kids, you just are blown away. You know, some of them, you know, you're like, oh gosh, and then some of them, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, they've got amazing heads on their shoulders, and
at that such a young age.
At such a young age, yeah.
And I mean, you think about it. You know,
well, let's talk about the parents. The parents have guided them, just been by their side to guide them strongly, and so have you and Yvonne. Your life is your family, and it shows.
No, thank you. So we're super proud, and congratulations to the 2016 class.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe they'll do better than some of the others.
Well, then when my twins graduated, they were like, and you know, here's the ceremony, and it's a moving on ceremony,
right?
A kind of a graduation, but then they announced them as here's the class of 2020.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm like, I thought I'd be dead by then.
Wow.
You know, I remember when I was graduating and thinking that, you know, the year 2000 was coming and I was going to be 30 years old and I was going to be so old.
Well, oh my God. Know what? My class just, the class of 2016 from my high school graduated. And my class, which is on the 50th year, donated, you know, a bunch of money via scholarships, you know, from Vietnam veterans and all that kind of stuff. And I saw the photos of my classmates that were there, sitting, you know, in the chairs, and I'm looking at it going, oh, my gosh.
They're so old.
They're so old. I said, how could I have aged so gracefully?
And I was going to say, you have.
It's so weird.
You're holding on pretty good.
I'm hanging in there with my fingernails.
Well, my 40th class reunion, I just can't even, it doesn't resonate. It doesn't feel like that at all. And this is what we always talk about. When we go through life, like right now, we still think we're 20, and we do things that we realize our bodies don't want us to do.
Yeah, we're writing checks our bodies are having to pay.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go on. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I like this. But
great.
Well, in fact, we could just continue like this.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things that you've got going on in the Enjoy issue this month.
So this is the June issue. This has kind of got a little bit of a, you know, Father's Day feel to it, so to speak. We always have a generalized theme that's pretty neutral, but these beautiful little kids on the front with their dad.
Adorable with the shaving.
Yeah, they're just absolutely gorgeous little guys. they're Rhonda's grandbabies.
I'm pretty partial to these little guys.
Okay. Oh, my
God.
What?
I remember doing this to my daughter.
Oh, my God.
You know, even though that she would watch me every day shaving, and so I would put it on her face and give her a razor with no blade in it, so she would shave along with me. Yeah.
So. Yep.
Well, we were just with a group of people last night talking about, you know, the volcanic legacy, scenic byway.
Yeah, so we've covered the story, I think, last month and probably even the month before.
This is the third part.
This is a three-part
series. And we've been doing it every other month.
Yeah.
So.
Because it's a pretty amazing thing that we have in our backyard, that, you know, people can use the magazine, and actually in the store, we were honored and asked to put together a really Volcanic Legacy Byway book that we sell and enjoy that we were hired to put together. So, you know, if you have any interest, you can use the magazine as a guide or you can come in and pick up one of your books. But we have one of the great national treasures in our backyard that start, you know, just to the south of us and then go into southern Oregon, and it's just part of that Volcanic Legacy Byway. And this series is picking up where we left off last month, which was Bernie and heading north. So this goes up through Mount Shasta area and then into the topmost northern points of California into southern Oregon. But it, you know, it basically explains all the different things that you can go do and see. I had the pleasure of, with one of my sons, must have been like last year or the year before, where we went to a lot of these places, partly for a week-long ecology camp. And one of the places is up by Tule Lake, and it's the lava beds.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cool up
there.
Tule
Lake's a really great place. That's the horseradish capital of the world. Most people don't know. We carry a mean...
Squirrel hunting up there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I went up to squirrels. But they're not my friends.
Yeah, the lava beds.
Yeah, the lava... Oh, God, the tubes.
Yeah, the tubes and the caves.
I wanted to mention it in Doris on a Sunday. Do not eat in the Mexican restaurant there.
Oh, okay.
I just want to mention that. Just want to mention that.
Okay. Oh,
yikes.
Okay, let's go back to the lava. Yeah, let's get our mind off
of
that for
about
a minute.
You're talking about a guy who's been in the Marine Corps for 30 years and then is eating food from all over the world in places that, in foods that you would never, ever want to even look at or smell. Don't ever eat in this Mexican restaurant on a Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we're going back to the lava beds.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, you you know, got to put on a little helmet. They're self-guided caves. Some of them are, you know, open-ended where you can, you know, you go down, and as long as you're moving forward, you'll eventually get out the other side. And then there are those that are not open-ended. And let me tell you what, I went down with a bunch of what would have been seventh graders, and literally, you know, 40 minutes in, I was thinking, oh dear God, I'm not going to figure out how to find a way out of this thing. It's pitch black. You have a flashlight.
You've not been in darkness till you've been in hell.
Believe me, yeah. And when we got out, I asked one of the guides, has anybody ever gotten lost in these? And they said, oh yeah, we've had sometimes people have gone for like 16 hours.
Oh my God.
They've got to go in and find them.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well,
we're going to have to take a quick break right here. But
no problem.
And those lava, you know, the lava beds there when MODOK Jack in the battle of the MODOK Wars.
Yes.
Or Captain Jack. It was Captain Jack. And those MODOK Wars brought in thousands of troops to fight them. And this terrain was so harsh.
Terrible.
That they couldn't root them out of there. They would come out and shoot and go back in. And just trying to find it, was they fought them to a standstill. For a long time before they were finally betrayed by a member of their own group that went out and turned them in and showed the military how to get in there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. You know, Ed and Kyle DeFore, his father-son team, run Mighty Fine Foods. It is probably the best convenience store you're ever going to find. It's the world's largest convenience store with over close to 300 brands, different kinds of beer. 300 different kinds of beer, plus the fact they have barbecue on Fridays for the whole weekend, and you're going out to the lake, they've got it all. Full deli, butcher shop, lunch and breakfast there at Mighty Fine Foods. It's a great place. It's a corner of 299 and Deschutes. Kyle also has a Tuesday night sports show and does the announcing for Colt 45s. This man's brain is just incredibly gifted in being able to remember facts and stats and everything. Going to talk about it forever. Mighty Fine Foods, though, is a place you want to visit on your way to the lake. Locally owned and operated, like I said, hires 20 locals. Money stays here in our town, in our community. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, enjoy the magazine.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State.
not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It is 25 minutes until the hour of 9 here on the 6th of June. D-Day, 72 years ago today. It's 80 degrees, probably even hotter than that, going up to 106 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Is that you singing?
No, that was me.
It was your voice has really changed. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Great place to go. The best place to go and get a haircut, right there. By the way, it's going up to 106 today. Don't leave your dogs, cats, children, or granny in the car. Even if you think, oh, I'm leaving the car running, because the car could stop after a couple minutes, and then you're in deep, deep trouble with the family. And what a horrible way to lose a loved one is that way. So just be careful out there, my friends. We're here with James Masada, Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine. And, you know, where some people think we need to talk politics 24 hours a day, we're not going to do it. We talk a lot of politics. We have a lot of people on our show that are running for office, more so than any other, I would say, any other place around here. Saturdays and Sundays is just, you know, wall-to-wall politics. And tomorrow we're having Bernie's people, we're having Trump's people, we're having a lot of people on. Even one of the guys running for senator is going to be on tomorrow. And then this week also Leonard Modi's going to be on. We have all these people on, but we've also got to balance out with a lot of things happening in our community that other people are interested in.
Yep.
And frankly, Enjoy is such a good I don't know, what can I say? You're such a good example of what's good, of what's great about the North State, because you bring in all that stuff.
Thanks.
And without that balance, frankly, Carl would be up on top of the highest building here with a 338 Lapua with a 40 power scope and a lot of ammo.
We don't need to hear that.
We don't need to hear that. No. Okay. So,
but considering the highest, your mind goes where
considering places. the highest places is the jail. I'm just kidding. Okay. Everybody knows me, knows I'm just a pussycat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Good morning. Meow. If you're just tuning in, we are here with Rhonda Ball and James Masada of the Enjoy the Magazine. We're going through the issue right now. We're talking about lots of wonderful things that are happening. One of the articles that we have is the Love Your Pet Expo Shop. Now, we know that they just did Love Your Pet Expo, which was really great because it was free to the public, and they've just opened their own thrift shop, and it's Katie and Stan Ball.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they are wonderful people. We've interviewed them here. And they,
say, yeah, you have,
they have a sanctuary where, you know, pets can live out their life.
Yeah.
Right, right.
It's yeah, a great that, thing. And then obviously they raise funds and they sell great products. And but it, the story goes on to talk about how, you know, there are a lot of that kind of stuff in and around our area, but they're unique in the sense that besides just doing the generalized placement for forever animals, things like that, they specialize with animals with disability.
Right.
So blind animals.
And I think they keep other animals, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Once they're there, they're there.
Yeah. So it's just a great article for pet lovers or people that like animals, that, you know, another opportunity to, you know, feel good and support and get great products through their expo store. You know, people, a lot of people I know, they're diehard animal people, and then there are those that are, you know, not necessarily diehard animal fans.
So like animals, but
just, yeah,
but other people's animals.
And quite often maybe say, you know, there's just so much about animals and stuff. And my thing is you know, as people, we have a responsibility.
We do.
And, you know, we raise and breed and, you know, not everybody, but a lot of all these animals. And, you know, so when you have pets or you've taken on a pet, you have a major responsibility to take care of them. And so these kind of organizations that are there to pick up where, you know, unfortunate people have, you know, dropped off or had something happen in their life that they can no longer take an animal. You know, thank God there are people like this that can step in and and take care of these animals and put them in places where they can live out their natural lives.
Absolutely.
In a,
and she makes these incredible kits that are
the first aid kits.
Yeah. Kits, right? So you can buy them there. And the store that they've opened up is on Eureka Way. It's right next to the Ace Hardware in that mall. So we want to make sure that you see that article and read more about them. Of course, Armando's Art Gallery. That has just become like the rage. In fact, I've got some girlfriends that like we got to get over there and see this place. What a great story.
It's
about
a really
the
good
human
story.
Spirit.
Yeah.
This is about the human spirit.
It is.
Yeah.
Armando's
So when are we going to get Armando on here?
Yeah.
Soon. I'm going to see him this morning. I'm going to book him.
Does he work before noon?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, he does, but it's all back.
That guy always works.
Yeah.
He never stops.
He's prepping
things. Oh, okay. So he's always up.
He's always got something going on.
Yes, and he's got fundraisers and dinners. And it's like he takes this wonderful gallery that...
So it's called the Gallery House.
Yes.
And it, you know, as you guys know, I'm sure you've been to or had been to Gary and Armando's parties at their personal home. I mean, Gary and... Oh, well, then you missed out.
I did miss out, but I heard about them. They're legendary.
They are legendary. They had the most amazing home, and the two of them, you know, collected.
Just the most gracious hosts, and they loved everybody. I mean,
And Armando did the art that used to be that you would see on the freeway. We talk about that.
Off the side of the road, the metal art.
Yeah,
that was their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then Gary was an interior designer. And
One of my favorite things Gary used to say was, we have a lot of, our friends are really diverse. From tree huggers to tree cutters. And it's true.
And it was true.
When you go to their house, it was, I mean, the people there, there were just...
Old, young.
Yeah.
Love it.
They were
eclectic.
Yeah.
But when you're in Reading, I mean, it's kind of like what you kind of like gather around you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people of all different kinds and different ideas and political political bits. There's just some things, you know, we're in groups that we don't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And but nobody needs to because everybody's having a great time.
Right.
So
well,
I think
that's
wonderful. You
went to that home, and no matter what your personal thoughts or beliefs were, that wasn't the time.
They embraced you no matter what.
There's time and place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
knowing
I remember feeling that because they used to be very involved with the Koi Club.
Yes.
And you would see them in a lot of fundraisers. So when Armando's partner passed away suddenly, I think everybody was in shock.
Everybody was in shock.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then we watched him. And, you know, he helped us. We helped us. Understand the mourning and the loss of having someone who's your lifelong partner pass.
Yeah.
And then now he reemerges like the phoenix into this new Armando's Gallery
House.
So fantastic.
So what he did is basically he took his home because he didn't want to remain in his home, and he basically disassembled the home and then created an art studio and recreated their home in a roundabout way, and now they do. He's an amazing artist across all types of mediums, from metal to painting, small scale, large scale, and then created a dinner house where it's a small, intimate venue. I think there's only maybe 10 tables at the most. Each table is completely decorated differently. The environment is just over the top.
Yeah.
And then they do usually some type of, I mean, some nights it's just dinner, and other nights they actually do some type of theatrical performance, ranging from anything you could possibly imagine.
And even the dinner is art.
Themed, yes.
You know, and
art.
It's really mm-hmm. artful kind of.
You're going down there today, right?
Yeah, I've got, yeah.
So my first experience was actually going in. I got to take the pictures for this article, and I got to take Keston, who's one of my sales, and we went and did the experience. We took pictures, but we Armando graciously invited us, gave us our table, and we did the whole entire thing, and it was amazing. And then when we were there, I took pictures, and they were very kind people that were dining there. But there were city officials, doctors. I mean, the place was full of very vibrant community members supporting Armando, and so it's just a really, it is as unique as anything you would find anywhere. Let's just put it at that way. So
okay, is it a, so I mean, it would be a place you would recommend to go to then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, if you are looking for something that's just totally not
different,
not your
food
gnome.
And everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you know, you need to get into places like that.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay.
So, anyway, that's a great thing.
It's a really neat story, too. John did a great job. John Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, John was out at the... I saw John the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was out there with his high-powered camera at the Trump rally.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
150 yards away. Yeah, the press were kind of like...
I have to tell you one thing about that. I was watching TV, and there was a show on Chris Matthews, MSNBC.
Right.
And he was talking about Reading. They were showing the whole, you know, Trump thing. And he said to the reporter that was there from MSNBC, "What is that beautiful mountain behind you? That snow-capped mountain behind you?" And she said she didn't know. And she said, "But you should see to the north Mount Shasta. It's just gorgeous." And then somebody in the audience told her, and she said, "I was just informed that it's Mount Lesson." So, so anyway, I thought that is pretty incredible that they're talking about our our area.
Yeah.
So that day was particularly, I noted, I thought, gosh, I hope it's very clear, because I wanted Trump
to see.
It was very clear.
Oh, it was very clear. Yeah. It was, in fact, it was radiating clear.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Somebody wants to know where the pet, that pet store location
on
is.
On Eureka Way.
Next
where
to Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware. And what's that Mexican restaurant right there?
Is it by the sandwich?
Yeah, it's by the sandwichery.
Right.
It's
and
in between
where
the
sandwichery. Curves used to be. Curves used to be.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah. And if
2275 Eureka Way.
Right, it's where if you see the Ace Hardware, then you're gonna see the
across from the high school,
the sandwichery across from Shasta High
School.
There
we go. Best little sandwich.
Best little sandwich shop. Sorry.
It's where Curves used to be, so they took that space.
Okay, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this.
Yes.
Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 10 minutes before the hour right here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. Now, tomorrow we're going to have on Bernie Sanders supporters. Are going to be on. We're trying to get Greg Cheadle on. There's Del Becchio, who's running for the Senate, will be on tomorrow, along with a variety of other people, as we want to get his, you know, and remind everybody to vote on tomorrow. Tomorrow is election day for kind of winnowing down the great numbers here.
On tomorrow
morning. That's right. And it's 10 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Better known business that guarantees his work, whether it's a little bitty chip that you can barely see that's going to spread out, or a crack over 2 inches or 2 feet in length. 2 feet in length. Think about that. And he can fix it. And he guarantees his work. If you don't like it, if something's happening, bring it back. Jeff fixes it. Jeff Wurst, better known business. Give him a call at 241-8373 or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. Stop that chip from getting into a huge crack, and he does it and guarantees it. The weather is going to go up to 106 today. It's 80 degrees right now. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny and high, but it's going to be almost 10 degrees cooler. Yay. It's only going to be 97. That's right. Wednesday, 91, and Thursday, a balmy 87 degrees.
Sweet.
There it is. A slight chance of showers on Friday. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Another veteran-owned business. Rhonda Ball, James Massara. What's your next article here?
Enjoy the magazine. I'm seeing radishes.
Well, this is an article, and I have to apologize if you don't hear much from Rhonda.
I don't have my glasses.
She didn't bring her glasses.
I'd hand you mine, but mine are prescription.
And I'd hand you mine, but I can't see either, so I'm like, sorry, sister.
Garden bounty hunter.
Can you see those are radishes?
Yeah, I mean, can see the radishes.
How many radishes are in
there?
How many radishes are in there?
Because I keep thinking, I'm tired that everybody's going to be saying, what's with
turn
that?
Turn your garden
like,
overloaded
over
to
talking
a garden
Rhonda all
donation.
Morning.
Oh, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, so this is just a really simple article, but, you know, a great community thing, and that's many of us have gardens, and you know there always is a time in your garden when for some reason it seems to be overloading you with certain things, maybe tomatoes, squashes
always, yeah, a big one.
I like that problem.
Yeah,
somebody want to come over and help me create that,
you know,
problem.
We'll bring it into work and you right. Get it to coworkers, and that's great if you could have a place.
We can kill any type of vegetable.
No, squash is really huge. That grows really easily.
Uh-huh. It does.
Okay. We actually have a spot that we can actually grow something now.
Oh, nice.
So we may actually try to grow something.
Do you have a garden?
We do. We don't right now, but I'm putting in my garden. I rototilled our almost entire backyard last year. So
you put it in the ground or do you elevate it?
We normally put it in ground, but this year I'm trying to build some elevated planters because, you know, we were talking during the break, we all feel 20, but our body doesn't. And the whole bending over thing for hours on end isn't working for me.
You got twin boys.
Yeah, but but they don't like to go pull weeds and stuff.
There's something about working in a garden that just is so therapeutic.
I think
do you have a garden?
I don't. I live in a condo now. So, but when I lived in my house, I had raised beds and planted a garden every year. And
there's
sometimes they were
more
great.
Rewarding than
right. My
it
dad
was just
always
a blast.
One.
It's just a blast to watch food growing in your backyard.
I think once you have that and you've experienced not to sound, trite, the organic feeling of
and the taste.
Growing something from the ground and then pulling it from the vine and then eating it is nothing like what you'll get in the store.
Right.
No.
Maybe
yeah,
it's
I don't
a farmer's
know.
Market.
Well, I was going to say, farmer's market's awesome, too. And my wife and I will go there on Saturday. But I don't know what it is that they have in stores these days. I sometimes question if it's even really a fruit.
I agree.
Fruit
like wax. You're eating wax. Yeah.
Well, but you know, you've got now they're buying, if you look over, and I hate to, but one of these big grocery stores, if you can fight your way through the transients, says they buy from like 40 or 50 local areas around here for their vegetables.
Well, let me tell you, being a local store and having local products, my idea of local and a lot of the store's ideas of local are far, far distant.
Your idea of local is here.
Yeah.
Their idea of local is somewhere in California.
Right.
Yes. Like
right.
If it's in California, it's local.
Now,
which,
the Enjoy store, you also now are expanding once again and have in a freezer and a refrigerator, you've got cheese. And do you have beef?
We do, yeah. We actually have Hat Creek grown beef, where we have about 7 different select cuts from New York, filet mignon, tri-tips. We do hamburger, sirloin burger.
In the Enjoy store, so we need to
Who's got Hat Creek?
The Giacomini.
Is that Pam Giacomini?
Yep.
That's what I thought. She's
said Pam and Henry.
And then you have
she's running.
Different
cheese. She's running.
Yeah.
She was on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I love
we
that.
Will have everybody. The listeners have called in, or a listener called in. Don't worry, folks. Through the next few months,
you're
we'll have every single person running for office. We'll have the same amount of time offered to them and get them on the air.
We're going to wait till after tomorrow, and then we're going to set up a whole time to have them in here for debates and everything. Okay.
And we can probably put that on the website.
So this article is called Garden Bounty Hunters, and this is it's on page 27, and it talks about if you're a gardener and you have plethora and you don't know what to do, that there are organizations in town that would love to have your extra produce.
They'll come to your house?
And this is just Shasta County.
This
we didn't go to other counties because, I'm
pick
sure.
It up.
Yeah.
There's a list here. It's called Shasta Food Group Includes. And then it goes through and talks about, Anderson Cottonwood Christian Association, Bethel Church, Fall River Mills Food Pantry. They will collect all this, and they use it directly in the kitchens of the senior homes and all kinds of places.
That's great.
And talks about how the seniors love when this happens this time of year because they're getting fresh fruits and vegetables.
Oh, feed your community.
Yeah.
Ooh, this feels good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I just think...
And usually you do have an abundance. I mean, I remember having tomatoes like crazy one year. And lemon cucumbers. Those grow really well.
God, and how wonderful together. And Carl had a tomato... plant last year.
And what's really nice also in our store, just to give it another plug, is we sell redwood seeds, which are locally produced heirloom and organically grown seeds up towards Lassen. So we have maybe 30 different variety of seed packs that you can come in and buy from.
Really?
Watermelons and tomatoes and corns, all kinds of
Ooh.
stuff. Yeah, and they're beautiful, beautiful seeds. They're a great company that grow the seed stock. And then,
what a great gift idea.
Yeah, harvested just for seeding. Yeah, it's called Redwood Seed Company. And again, they're up towards Lassen area. And they come in every year and give us seed packs, and we sell them. And
plus, my favorite thing to get from the store, besides I love looking at your jewelry and all your stuff, is your
lavender
spray.
I know.
Really?
I
get up 3 or 4 at a time.
Lima Huli.
Everything in our house gets sprayed. Me.
Sheets. I like to spray our sheets every day, and I love to spray the lavender all over the entryway. When people walk in, you smell this fresh lavender, and of course, it's from our beautiful Mount Shasta area.
Mm-hmm.
When did the lavender farms start again?
June, usually. They're up and running. Now, I have heard, and I don't know, don't quote me on this, but the lavender farm up in Mount Shasta is replanting right now, so I don't know what their season's going to look like. But yeah, some of the ones that are up in Tuscan Heights and
In Whitmore.
Whitmore and Lima Huli and Manton, and they're all underway. And we're waiting for it to bloom and dry so we can get some of our stocks in, and then our lavender honey and all that kind of stuff.
Do you have a lavender spray in stock?
I think we might have a couple.
Okay, well, boom, heading over there today. Okay, more about maybe some new releases in the store, or we have just like a minute left.
We
movies
should probably
in the park.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
Started Friday.
Classic.
Yes.
Yeah, we started our first night at Caldwell Park this last Friday. We had Jurassic World, the new Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's a great
we
one.
We have a new sound system through Netgear, who brought us this incredible new sound system that we're using. It's so awesome.
Oh, now see, that's something we have to do, Carl. You bring your quilt, you
yes.
bring your food, you
it's
bring
really
your drink.
It's really fun. It really yeah. is a fun time.
Oh, and it's just donation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's totally
okay, well, not even. I mean, we don't
free.
Even. Yeah, it's yeah. free.
So
it's,
where's it going to be this Friday?
So this whole entire month, it's at Caldwell Park, down by the river, the
Love
park,
it.
Carter House.
Great.
And you can obviously go check us out on Facebook, or you can go to our website, which is enjoymoviesintheparkreading.com. It'll give you the listing of all the movies, locations, reviews if you're a parent.
I think that there's August is not complete. Is that correct?
August is not complete because we lost licensing. It was going to be a whole month of Star Wars. And that was the first time they were ever licensing Star Wars, but they pulled the licensing. However, we did get the licensing for Force Awakens, which is the new Star Wars movie.
Mm.
So we have that. But we're going to be redoing August, but that's in August. So
yeah.
right.
Okay.
So we're at Caldwell Park in June, July. We're at Anderson River Park. And then in August, we're at Kids Kingdom or, you know, Enterprise
what
Park.
What a great family gathering.
And then we support one of our neighboring communities, Red Bluff, on the last Saturday.
Well, thank you so
much. Congratulations again, Rhonda and James, both of you, for just being incredible citizens.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's right. Remember, tomorrow, politics. Tomorrow, vote. We'll be back tomorrow.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. Along the Georgia coast, Savannah and surrounding areas are under a tropical storm watch as Colin is expected to pass through the area. National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevin says Colin will probably move
KZNR
in a northeasterly direction and then pick up speed.
This motion would carry the storm inland over portions of the eastern Florida panhandle or the northern Florida peninsula sometime Tuesday evening, then near the southeastern U.S. Monday evening, early Tuesday morning.
Meanwhile, Florida Governor Rick Scott is staying home today, postponing a meeting in New York with presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Governor Scott cited the approaching storm that is expected to hit the Florida Gulf Coast as well as parts of Georgia and Alabama. The Iraqi government has been urged to investigate allegations that civilians detained during the battle for Fallujah have been